Well, it's wonderful that we can share testimonies. Amen? We share testimonies for encouragement. Because we go through difficulties, we have circumstances and situations that sometimes might not be so lekker. And when we hear testimonies of what God did for somebody else, it gives us the hope that it's also going to happen for us. Amen? All right. This is my son, Michal. And he had an amazing week. Actually, he's had a pretty decent and blessed year. And he shared something with me this week that was really, really outstanding. And we discussed it. And he would like to share his testimony with you today. I'm going to let him talk. And then here and there, I might just interject for you to get the bigger picture.
Hello, everybody. Last year, I used to be vice captain of my team. And the reason they didn't put me as captain because I don't speak a lot, and you all know I'm very shy and quiet. So at the end of the last year, my dad told me we have to work on it. So we worked a bit on it, and this year, thanks to God, I was captain. So my speech, I started talking to the players more, and yeah. Then this week, I felt God speak to me. I should speak to my team about him. And I did. So I asked my coach if I can, before practice on Tuesday, if I can speak to them, and he said it was fine. And I asked him, he and my other coach should also be there. So one thing about my team, we've been losing since last year, but I told them, they're wondering always why we're losing, and I told them, it's not because how we play, it's because of our attitudes. And I told them, because of our attitudes, God's not going to bless us, and he's punishing us because of the way we act and how we are. So they all agreed to that, and I told them, and then there's a lot of talents in the team, and I told all of the players there's talents, but I told them, none of them uses their talents, they abuse it, and if they keep on doing that, God's going to take it away from them and give it to somebody else. And so they all, well, most of them were shocked, and yeah. Then
nobody was as shocked as his two coaches, because when he asked for an opportunity to talk, they had no idea what he was going to say. And the two coaches were both blown away by the speech that he gave.
And then I asked my team, can we give our team to God? And then they stood there and they all said, yes, it's fine. So this week we gave our team to God. And after practice, first my two coaches spoke to me. And the one coach even said he also has to do some thinking tonight about his life. And the other coach also told me he's very pleased of what I did today. He said I helped the team a lot. And then, well, while I was talking to the team and we were standing in a circle, most of the boys started crying. And afterwards, some of the boys came and spoke to me, and they said they would like to make their life right with God, and can I please help them? And I said, no problem. And after the practice, me and some of the boys spoke, yeah. And Saturday, we played our first game, we played for God. Well, we didn't win, but we played the best game we played this whole year. And afterwards, my whole team gave all the glory to God.
As Michal says, he's a man of few words. And this might shock you, but the people that know me quite well will be able to testify that I am very similar to him. When I talk about God, I have a lot to say. When I talk about cars, I have quite a bit to say. When it comes to other things, I generally have hardly anything to say. I'm a very quiet person. Until you touch on the things that I'm passionate about, then I have a lot to say. Michal, last year, many times felt a bit sad that he was not made the captain, because he felt that he had it in him. And I said to him, the reason why they're not choosing you is because a captain needs to be able to talk. And until you show them that that's something that you can do, probably it's going to evade you. And he told me, but how does he do it? And I said to him, you're going to start coming forward every Sunday for prayer, and I'm going to pray for boldness to come into you. And I want to tell you something, what he did this week has boldness. Because you know what, he's still quite young. And for him to approach both coaches and say, I would like you to be present, and I want you to give me an opportunity to talk to the team, and then drop the ball there. Until God becomes part of this team, nothing is going to come right. Until you change your attitudes before God, you will never be blessed. That takes a lot of guts and it takes boldness. And you know what, when I went to pick him up and he told me what happened, actually he, Matthew picked him up and when he got home he told me what happened, I was like, what? I was blessed. And on Saturday after the game, as I was waiting for him to come, the one coach came walking up to me and he stretched out his hand and he said to me, Rian, I just want to say to you that you have an amazing son. And you must be so proud of him. And I said, yes, I am very, very proud of him. And then he said to me, he said, me and the other coach, we took a gamble on Michal to make him the captain, but we can see more and more that we made the best decision we could ever make to put him captain because of the way that he's handling. And then he said something interesting to me. He said, Michal is a very quiet boy, but he's a very good person. And more we can see the other kids in the team beginning to take on his characteristics in the team. And you know, that blessed me. Because it's like he says, one of the problems they had in this team is everybody did whatever they wanted. There was no respect for nobody. And there was a really bad, rebellious movement in the team. And by the grace of God, through him, God sorted it out. Amen.